this Haditha story, this Haditha instance, incident, whatever. This is it, folks. This is the final big push on behalf of the Democratic Party, the American left, and the drive-by media to destroy our effort to win the war in Iraq. That's what Haditha represents. And they are going about it gleefully. They are ecstatic about it. And this is a time where we all need to come together and stand up for the U.S. military, the men and women who serve, who volunteer. Because I told you last week, the officials that know whatever in the process of this investigation cannot say a word for fear of having any conviction or any verdict thrown out, because they've been involved in shaping opinion about it. So it's going to be a one-sided story. The critics are going to have a field day, and the critics are going to be able to make things up. The critics are going to be able to go out there and tell you things happened that they don't know happened. They're going to be able to use all these anonymous sources. And it's going to be... let me just put it in graphic terms. It is going to be a gang rape. There is going to be a gang rape by a Democratic Party, the American left, and the drive-by media to finally take us out in the war against Iraq. Make no bones about it. A military investigation into allegations that American troops intentionally killed civilians in Ishaqi, a village north of Baghdad, has cleared them of misconduct, the United States said on Friday, even though it acknowledged the deaths of up to 13 Iraqis in the March raid. Meanwhile, a lawyer representing families of some of the two dozen unarmed Iraqi civilians allegedly killed by Marines in Haditha said three or four Marines carried out the shootings while 20 more waited outside the homes. He also said the victims' relatives turned down a request by U.S. investigators to exhume the victims' bodies for forensic tests. Now, the investigation of the March 15th attack at Ishaqi concluded that the U.S. troops followed normal procedures in raising the level of force as they came under attack upon approaching a building where they believed an al-Qaeda terrorist was hiding. Caldwell, the U.S. military spokesman, William Caldwell, Major General, also acknowledged that there were possibly up to 9 collateral deaths in addition to the 4 Iraqi deaths that the military announced at the time of the raid. The results of the investigation released after questions were raised about the original U.S. report as television stations aired AP television news footage of a row of dead children in the aftermath of the raid. Now, I remind you of this simply because nobody yet knows what happened in Haditha. All there are the horror stories right now. And if there are charges, there will be a defense. And I cannot emphasize enough, ladies and gentlemen, the efforts that are underway and will be continuing to use this Haditha story as the absolute final drill to destroy our effort to achieve victory in Iraq altogether. You can see it, you can hear it.